Thousands of people will gather in Hong Kong this evening for the largest Chinese public vigil marking the Tiananmen Square massacre. It's the only city on Chinese soil which publicly remembers the military crackdown on unarmed students and other members of the public. There's a modern edge to the commemorations. Pro-democracy groups fear the censorship and human rights violations which led to the 1989 massacre in Beijing now threaten present-day Hong Kong. Sarah Clark reports.
It's a peaceful rally held every year in one of Hong Kong's largest parks. Thousands holding candles gather to remember those who died in Tiananmen Square in the student-led pro-democracy protests in 1989. Also paying tribute is a museum in Hong Kong. Historic photographs and artefacts donated by victims' families line the walls, and audio recordings share the first-hand experience of how that night unfolded. Lee Chuk Young is from the Hong Kong Alliance, which set up the museum.
In Hong Kong, we decided that, when you are suppressing memory on June 4th, in Hong Kong, we will fight back by remembrance. And therefore, we set up this museum to share what the historic truth.
The museum was forced to close 3 years ago, but reopened last month in time for the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. It's the only museum on Chinese soil dedicated to the events of June 4. Any mention of it is banned on the mainland, but Hong Kong's unique status as a special administrative region exempts it from that censorship. Lee Chuk Young says the former British territory has a duty to educate the next generation about a chapter in history that China would prefer to forget.
Mainland people want to know what happened, and I think it's very important that in Hong Kong, they can see and feel and understand what happened. And therefore, you know, I think we have a mission. 1.4 billion people are not allowed to know about anything about June 4 in Hong Kong. They come here, they can know about the truth.
Pro-democracy groups fear China is now tightening its grip on Hong Kong. Since the protests in 2014, a number of activists have been jailed. Democratically elected politicians have been disqualified from parliament. Now proposed laws that could allow fugitives in Hong Kong be extradited to the mainland have reignited the protest movement. In April, more than 100,000 people rallied against the extradition bill. Claudia Mo is the convener of the pro-democracy camp in the city's parliament.
We're very worried. We simply don't have any trust or confidence in China's judiciary or legal system. And the fact that they could just package any crime against you. And this is legalizing China kidnappings in Hong Kong.
But those who support the plan say those accusations are incorrect. Holden Chow is from the Democratic Alliance for Progress of Hong Kong and is a part of the pro-Beijing camp.
I said they are using a sort of scaremongering tactics to scare off the people. They simply blow things out of proportion. If the extradition or the surrendering is relating to political events, political opinion, race opinion, religion opinion, the application or the extradition will be rejected.
The pro-Beijing parties have the numbers in Hong Kong's parliament. The government wants the bill passed later this month. This is Sarah Clark in Hong Kong for PM.